How's everybody doing?
How are you doing, fellas? And lady?
It's Friday, come on.
Team shirt. Have at it.
Successful day?
Yes. You know, we felt like we didn't reach for anybody. That we felt like we got great value for every pick. And I feel real good about it. I really do, of course. Nobody's ever sat up in one of these and said they didn't feel good about it. You know? But no, I do. I really do. I felt like we gave, you know, every kid here has a chance. Obviously, we feel strongly the first two guys will contribute immediately. Kubila has a lot of upside. He's a big, athletic, powerful kid. Played at Division II school and just he's competitive. He's tough. He's the thing that again that I've hopped on with the scouts and the coaches is he's got to be instinctive. If he's not instinctive, naturally instinctive football player, you're wasting your time at the end of the day. So he's I mean he needs polish like most of the drafted kids do. AJ Klein we felt was a great value. Right there, and it fit a need. He's a very versatile kid. He's played Mike, played Sam at Iowa State. He's got versatility. He's a tough kid. He plays hard, and he's got speed. We feel obviously he can help on teams, but again, the biggest thing, you know, a lot of it's the versatility. And Kenyon Bana gives us a little scat back. He can flat fly. Ball's in his hand, the fun begins. So we feel like we got very good value. At each, the value met the need, and we felt like we did well.
Dave, you've been waiting for this draft for a long time. Did it meet your expectations? What was it like for you, being the head guy, calling the shots, with much input, obviously?
Well, you know, obviously we're done for the day, even though the draft is still going on until we get into the feeding frenzy of priority free agency. You know, I just, for a guy coming, for someone to come in and just have everybody rally around me was huge. It was very democratic. Everybody had input. No one was hushed or shushed. I encouraged honesty and directness. There's no need to beat around the bush. If you're not happy, tell me. Because if you're not happy and you don't tell me, we can't fix it. So, you know, I'm thrilled with how the process went, Ed. I really am. I thought that everybody, you know, as they got more and more comfortable with me and they felt safe enough to look me in the eye and say, this is how I feel. So the process was absolutely terrific. It really was. And I think that, the coaches had the opportunity. There were a couple of guys we discussed, you know, Addie, you know, especially on the last two picks, there were a couple players we discussed, and the coaches looked at me and said, Dave, this guy really doesn't fit us. He really doesn't fit. And I learned in my very first draft a million years ago for Buffalo, you draft a player that the coaches don't believe is going to help, you wasted the draft pick. And I saw it happen with a third-round draft pick. You know, so it's silly. I mean, fortunately, in this situation, it was really just the sixth-round pick that there was another play we were discussing that the coaches said, Dave, he doesn't fit. He just doesn't fit. I said, okay, it's fine. But I thought the whole process was honest, open, direct, no beating around the bush. I mean, you know, we were prepared to make our selection every time. Two selections prior, we're just sitting there waiting to see who was going to fall. Every pick we had multiple people at our disposal to make a decision. So if you know the team in front of us had taken one of the guys, we weren't going to panic. Maybe it was rookie luck that these guys fell to us and were there, and that the value and need. Matt.
Edmund compete at hand runner spot right away.
You know, obviously the rookie mini camp will give us a little bit of an idea, and the OTAs will give us an idea. It's It's you know, he's a big, heavy bodied, I'm gonna say it, he's a hog molly, it's what I'm looking for. You know, it is what it is. And you know, he's gonna be given a chance to compete. One of the things that Ron and I have talked about is as you formulate your club, you know, everybody's gotta be, you know, the first thing you wanna do is a guy has to earn the right to get to training camp. Once he's earned that right, now he's earned the right to compete. And one of the important things that everybody's going to understand is when we break camp, the best 53 guys are going to be on our club. And the only way to find out who the best 53 are, you know, thinking sequentially, is everybody's got to get training camp reps and opportunities. You know, these young guys are going to get a chance. And guys that we feel can be starters eventually are going to get the opportunity to have a couple reps with the ones. The only way you're going to find out is if you stick them in there. You're not going to know. If they don't play, you don't know. And there's one way to find out. And the other thing is, when you put these young kids, when you maybe push them up a little bit, it accelerates their progress, their process and progress, because they know, whoa, I got to step my game up if I want to play with the big boys. You know, it's no different than, you know, everybody tells you, always play up. So when you're 10 years old, you want to play with the 12-year-olds. When you're 12-year-olds, you want to play with the 15-year-olds. It's no different. It's no different. And it will accelerate the process, or it'll kill them. And it'll tell us, you know. But to answer your question, he's going to be given every opportunity to compete.
Do you like an insider outside?
Kubila?
Yeah.
Or he'll be a gad.
Discussed on the last pick you were talking about, not looking for names, but was it the same position, or did you decide, no, that's not our guy, and then you went to a running back?
No, we went through it was the way the board's set up. It's two boards, you basically have two boards, a vertical and a horizontal. And what the horizontal does is it gives you the opportunity to look at players that you valued at the same level. So what we'll do is we'll just go right to left to right, depending upon the way my chair swings. And we'll talk about those players on that level who should be in the discussion. So the player was, you know, graded at a similar level. So when you, and there's got to be something that breaks ties. So when you come down to it, you know, we're in this round, you know, the other kid was fast as well, but he just, at a different position, but he just wasn't a good fit. And there's no sense in sticking a square peg in a round hole, or trying to. Does that answer your question?
You see, obviously, you've got a lot of talent running back position. I mean, you see Barter somehow getting some reps in there, Ron, I guess?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, and I'm echoing the sentiments that Dave has, and it's kind of what we've talked about, is making sure everybody's competing. And that's the best thing we can do. You know, he's got some value because of his abilities, his special abilities. Just put the tape on, you see some really good things out of him. So he's going to compete. And whether it's first and second down, or it's a third down situation, special team situation, he's got value, and that's why we picked him. We just didn't pick a guy here, you know, to bring him in. We picked a guy to compete, and we got a guy that we feel there's a lot of value on.
Him also as a returner?
Well, there's some things that he has done in the past, and we're going to most certainly give him every opportunity to get on the football field.
Who
in your mind now are kind of your first couple returners? I mean, I know you brought Ken in, but Hicks.
Right, but again, Ted, you know, has a special ability, a great knack for it, and we have Joe Adams, obviously, you know, and KLO is still in the mix, obviously. Armani's still in the mix. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Armand Smith is going to want to compete right there, and some of these guys that are coming in have those abilities. But we're going to put the best guy out there. I mean, that's the bottom line, and that's what we're looking for.
Your preference to be to let Ted just do one of the two, or would you be okay with
it? Ted's the best guy of both of them. Ted will do them. I mean, he's got a special knack, so we've got to most certainly find out. You know, and it helps if you have a guy that can do both and do both very well and be the best at it. I mean, if he's the best at kickoff return, or he's the best at punt return, that's most certainly what we'll go with. And the other one, if somebody else is better, then they'll do it.
You know, Joe, the bottom line is you can only dress 46, you know, so it certainly makes it a lot easier when one guy can do both.
Well, he
Talk about the draft as a whole, including the first couple.
Very excited about it. I really am. I mean, I'm very pleased with what we did with the defensive front. It's big. I mean, it is really, and again, to echo Dave, they're hog mollies. They're guys that are going to be very stout at the point of attack, and they're going to let our linebackers run. They're going to help with the pass rush because the quarterback's not going to be able to step up. We're going to have guys that are great first step quickness, which is something that I really appreciate about both these guys, is its first step quickness and it's a vertical step. So they're into the crease and they're pushing the pocket immediately. And it's kind of the mentality that I've shared with Sean, and Sean and I have both grew up in, is that is we're going to play the run on our way to the quarterback, okay, because we're vertical. We're getting vertical and we're going now. Eric Washington preaches it and teaches it. Both these guys had good workouts with Eric and Don Gregory in attendance, and so we feel very comfortable and confident in them. A good front helps the back, and that's part of it. Kubila is an exciting young player who's raw, but he's got a tremendous upside. He's got great skill, and he's a big, heavy body. And guys that are big, heavy bodies that move and have great athleticism are rare and they're hard to find. We're very fortunate to have a guy like that. A.J. Klein is a smart linebacker. He's got the ability to play all three positions. He's a guy that can come in and help you in certain situations and get you out of a game. He's probably going to be a young man that if he proves it, you're not going to worry about him having to start because he's not going to make a lot of mistakes. And he has great special teams value, and I expect him to come in and compete to be a four-phase player on our special teams as well. And then Kenjon Barner, as I said earlier, he's got speed. He's got edge speed. He knows how to get outside on the edge. And he competed in a good conference where he had a lot of success. Come from a program that highlighted and featured his abilities. And as I said in the past, in his background, he has some special teams value as a returner. So he's going to be an exciting young guy to throw into the mix. When you look at what we did in the draft, too, in terms of our fronts, there are some things that we'll be able to do as far as our defense is concerned. And I know Sean's excited about it. And I most certainly echo the sentiments that these guys are going to help us.
Your first three picks are guys who I think all three of them told us that they'd had to lose some weight or gain weight at various times. When you're looking at these big bodies, how much is too much? I mean, are there red flags you see about guys who could have weight issues and then as a result possible knee and ankle type stuff?
Well, as long as they don't look like me, we got a chance. These three kids are naturally large human beings. They're all broad-shouldered, big back, big bone kids. You take Edmund, for example. I mean, what he's done with his body is on his own is really amazing. I mean, he was a, I think he was a 400-pound freshman. Now he's 319 right now, and he just and he's done this kid's done it on his own. He's a really neat story when you guys get him. His father grew up in a mud hut. when you guys get your gloves on him, ask him about how he grew up. It's amazing. And his dad's a civil engineer. His mother grew up a little bit better. She's a nurse. It's amazing. It's a really neat story. I mean, the star and Edmund. Pretty interesting stories, but my point is, to answer your question, the guys you worry about that get you concerned are the guys that are 310, 390, 320, 390. Those are the guys that you really worry about because they're up and down, and that's not healthy. It really isn't. Stars are natural. I mean, you've seen them. They're naturally huge people, and Star will play. Star can has played, I guess, as high as 320. He's 311 right now. He can handle 320 without any issues. Are we worried about them ballooning back up? No, because if we worried about that, we wouldn't have drafted them. KK played as a junior at 325. They went to him and said, listen, we'd like you to play a little bit lighter, so we played at 310 this year. And obviously with the advance of diets and nutrition and all that stuff, and these kids are tuned in. But no, with these three kids, we're not worried about it at all. They have not had a history of ballooning up and down and up and down. So it's not a concern. They're healthy, and we feel good about them.
got an offensive guard from a D2 school for the second year. What are the I don't want to say difficulties, but the differences in these D2 athletes?
The biggest thing that D2 or guys that aren't coming from Division I programs is the adjustment, first of all, as to who they're playing against. And then the second is the complexity of the offenses or defenses that they're in, and then the complexity of the offenses or defenses they're going to play against. That's probably the three biggest things that they've got to adjust to. Some guys, you can see it right away, and that's the beauty of being able to bring guys in and really testing them on the board to find out where they are, and then also the workouts, the individual private workouts that we've had. One of the nice things that Dave allowed us this year in terms of sending guys out was we put our guys on the road, and they got really, you know, got into it with the guys. And I mean, everything from pushing buttons to patting them on the back. I mean, it's interesting, and one of the things that came out that we really liked about KK was the way he responded to being pushed. That was excellent. Then the same thing with Edmund. You know, he spent a lot of time with Ray, and then when he came in, spent a lot of time with Coach Masco, and both those guys pushed the players. And we came out feeling pretty confident and comfortable, just like we did last year with Sione. Excuse me. I think, you know, the nice thing about what we got from Amini was we got a guy that showed us quickly that he could make the adjustment. And the thing about Amini, too, was he just didn't play left tackle. He went from left tackle to left guard. So not only was he changing the level of competition, but he was changing the position. But we felt good enough about who he is as a young man in terms of making the commitment to learn. And that was outstanding. And we feel the same way about Edmund. We think, you know, it doesn't matter where he's coming from. It's really where he is and where we believe he can go. And that's the thing that I feel excited about. It sounds like we got the same type of coaching commitment from John and Ray, that they're going to give this young man the same type of attention that they did with Amini last year. So I'm excited about what he can become.
You know, watching the film when I got here, you know, just to echo what Ron said, the biggest adjustment is the speed of the game. I mean, it's a little bit faster. So the bottom line is, you know, you're watching Amini. I mean, it's early on, you could see. But I'll tell you what, he finished strong. He really finished strong. So this is not an insurmountable obstacle that Edmund's facing by any stretch of the imagination. Because beyond all the physical skills, the kid's smart and instinctive.
Dave, is there an area or two position-wise that you would have liked to have addressed and just didn't fall that way and that you might address, you know, wrapping up here at the end of free agency?
You know, again, you know, I felt very strongly that we had positioned ourselves after unrestricted free agency where we could take the best value. And there are some young guys that already on the roster that, you know, have been improving, and they just need a chance. Is there any position that, you know, I mean, we're obviously, I think our roster number's at 72, so we can sign 18 more guys. We're not going to sign 18, you know, today, very frankly. Like I said, our next goal is to have a 90-man roster where every guy deserves to be in a training camp. That's the goal, all right? And we may not get to that until July 18th, okay? So it's going to be, we'll have our rookie mini camp. We've already have 15?
17.
17, I think Rob said. 17 committed tryout guys, okay, guys that have been in the league, you know. So we're going to work on that as a process. And if the tryout guy we'll have openings, so to speak, during the rookie mini camp. And some of these guys, if they've earned the right to be signed, they'll get signed.
Yes, I'm thinking like maybe getting another tight end. Would that be something to be interested in?
Oh, sure. You know, I don't have the numbers in front of me. We need, you know, is there a position that's completely full?
Not yet.
No. I mean, you know, obviously, you got 90 roster spots, Joe, so I'm not trying to be a wise guy. You know, you got 90 roster spots, so, I mean, we'll get there. I don't think there's Is there a position that I'm really worried about at this point in time? The answer is no, if that's what you want. That's really where I'm at.
In your losses last year, there was this thread that people said, you know, geez, they look pretty good. They hung in there. At the end of the game, it kind of wore out. You know, can we just sum up this draft as a, you know, attacking that?
I think so. I think, again, everything starts up front. And one of the things that we felt we needed to do coming in was to really build the front. You know, we've got some quality players, but again, what this does is it adds to it. You know, we have Star, we have Kwan that are going to be able to make impacts for us as far as our pass rush is concerned. It's going to take some of that pressure off of Dwan. I think that's probably one of the first things we really thought about. And you throw Colin Cullen to the mix with these guys, and you know we're going to have a formidable group of guys. We believe it's going to help Charles. It's going to help Greg, and we're not going to need to have Greg play as much three technique as he did. So you know, being able to last and into the fourth quarter, that's going to help. It's going to take pressure off of our linebackers. Again, they're going to be able, you know, and I've talked about it since I've been here. They're going to be able to run. You know, when you have space eaters, hog mollies that get in the way, that command double teams, that can split double teams, that can hold double teams, you got guys that are going to make plays. And with the athleticism our linebackers have, they're going to make plays. And then, again, it goes back to the pass rush. You're putting pressure on the quarterback. He's throwing the ball before he wants to. You know, and Davis said it, too, in our meetings. It's hard to throw off your back. And not just your back laying on the ground, but your back foot. So we know that the opportunities are going to happen. Offensively, yeah, you know, sure, you'd love to be able to, you know, have a few more, but these are the picks we have. So I believe we maximized these five picks with the players we got. We got a young man that's going to be able to give us some added depth and then come in and compete as well. Who knows? Who knows how quickly Edmund's going to pick it up? But we're excited about who he is as a football player. Then you turn around, you look at Kenjon. There's a kid that's got some explosiveness to him. So, again, I believe we maximized the five picks. I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited about what we did in free agency. I'm excited the way that things were handled as far as that's concerned. I was excited about the first 2 weeks of our off-season program with our players. I mean, we've had over 90% participation, which has been outstanding. And now I'm excited that the draft is over and we have our five guys that we got going forward and looking forward now to the next step as rookie minicamp.
Are you comfortable going to camp with the secondary as it's currently configured?
Yes. I believe that we did some really good things with what we did as far as free agency was concerned. You know, we added a veteran guy that I'm familiar with from my time in San Diego. You know, we brought in a guy that's an outstanding nickel who gives us depth at that position, who also has the ability to compete to be the starter there, who has ability as a corner and as a safety, played some safety as well. And we added a safety, a young safety, you know, a guy that you say, okay, he's in his fourth year, or he's coming out of his fourth year, and that's the kind of guy you sit there and say, you know, does he have the potential to grow? We brought him in. So I think the competition is going to be there. And then we had some guys that had success, and they had success for a couple of reasons. One is they're young, fearless guys that are learning and growing and play physical for us. You know, we asked our corners to play physical, and we thought they did. You know, we moved Charles Godfrey to free and saw him do some good things as well. So we feel very comfortable with those guys. And going forward, we think that the pass rush is going to help.
Which my sense is that you like to use the term hog molly. Is that accurate?
I'm learning to love it. I am, you know, and as an old linebacker, I could tell you when you had some hog mollies like we had back in the day, I know guys like Luke and TD and the rest of the linebackers. You know, John, I think they're going to appreciate these guys because, you know, I had a couple of guys that were in front of me that ended up in the Hall of Fame. So, and I'm not saying we got Hall of Famers, but we got guys that have some pretty good ability.
Ron, I don't mean for you to suck up beside your boss, but what was this process like with Dave, your first go around with him?
It was good. It was very open. We had our disagreements, but the biggest thing we had was we had discussion more than anything else. And at the end of the day, when we closed the door on it, we all felt good about our decisions that we've made from day one. And I'm talking about when he came in, I had to put a coaching staff together. Dave was part of that process. We talked about who I was bringing in. Dave sat in with me. We talked about the guys that we hired as our new offensive coordinator, you know. But it was no different than what I had done when I first got here. But Dave was part of that process. when we were bringing free agents in, Dave brought me in. We sat down. We talked about who the guys were we were going to bring in. There's a couple of guys that we talked about that we disagreed on. We talked about. We didn't bring them in. We talked about. We brought in. So it's no different. You know, it really isn't. The thing that I do appreciate is, you know, his experience in this league, his years in the league. He's been in the league almost as long as I have. You know, so to me, it's no different because I'm working with a guy who's a professional. And that's the way I look at it. There's professionalism about it. We're going to agree and disagree, you know, and but we haven't had any Donnybrooks, you know, and we may.
It's still pretty.
But we may. But it's part of the business. And, you know, I thought it was a good process. I will say this. The one thing that I did have, and I told Dave, is I had several of the position coaches, you know, come in and say they appreciated the way that we were doing the things. One thing that he, and not that it didn't happen, but it was a different way of doing it. When they did their readings, it was them. Okay, they got up and they got to air it. And as Dave said earlier, when we first got in, when somebody asked about the process, the coaches were able to be very, very honest, and Dave listened. And I know that the coaching staff appreciated it because individual coaches came to me and told me. So without sucking up to Dave, I really appreciated it.
God for you, free.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Mitchell and
DJ, you know, they'll all compete. You know, and again, we're going to play the best players. That's the bottom line.
Dave, you think you'll sign another kicker and punter?
Yeah, we're going to go to camp with two. Yes, two of each. Absolutely.
Oh, and the only position that is set right now is the long snapper.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right. Have a good
one,
guys.
Take care. Good to see y'all. I think he's going to do real well in San Diego.
Oh,
yeah, it's a very good fit because it's a 3-4. I've always thought he was a 3-4.